Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spiral never ending. Are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness.
It's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. That song is called The Nexus. It's from the Innocent Age album, one of my favorites. And you can still get that, by the way. It's a double album. It's one of the best albums. I put it next to Tapestry. I put it right up there next to Carole King's Tapestry and some of the other great ones. Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Barbara Weltman is our guest and our good friend, the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2011. Also, her guide for tough times is also available, Tax and Financial Solutions to See You Through. Barbara, we were talking earlier about some of the things that we can do to get ready for, to get ready for the year end, the retirement thing. I want you to give us more details on what are some specific retirement options that we have at this we not only can do between now and the end of the year, but if we're going to make it happen for 2011, we must do it between now and the end of the year.
Yeah, you would need to see an institution to set up the retirement plan. And one of the most popular ones right now for many small businesses, even if you are the only one in the business, even if you're mm-hmm. alone, is the 401k.
Right.
And the reason for that is that most of the funding comes from the employee, and the employer generally, in order to ensure that the plan is non-discriminatory, that is to make certain contributions. But the contributions on behalf of the company are rather modest. They're fully tax deductible. And really, I think many business owners think that their business is their retirement plan, mm-hmm. that they're going to get to a certain point and sell their business, and this is going to be their retirement.
Right.
But I think that many are going to be in for a shock.
More people are disappointed by that belief than are fulfilled.
Yeah, I would think so. And
no,
especially this past economic period has shown us that you really have to put something into your retirement plan.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't rely on any one thing.
So a 401k, and folks, we're not talking about IRAs. You can do an IRA all the way through till April. We're not talking about, some of the, we're talking about things that you can, and if you're going to do it, you must do it before the end of the year. And a 401k is one of those?
Exactly.
All right. And so we go to the bank, we go to our banker, we go to a financial institution, a brokerage company, and get them they can help us with the actual documents, right?
That's all. That's right. All you have to do is sign the paper. You don't have to put a penny in right now.
Okay.
You have until the extended due date of your return to put the money in.
Okay, so that could be all the way into next October.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. So how does a 401k work? How does it function? I mean, it has to be an approved investment like stocks or something. Are bonds qualified?
What you do is that you create a menu of investment options for people who participate, and usually it's a number of different kinds of mutual funds. It's bond funds, stock funds, large, small, blah, blah, blah.
Individual stocks
makes the investment choices.
Okay. So you said a single person company, an independent, a micropreneur, so to speak, could do it. But what if they have four or five employees? What's the obligation of the employer?
The obligation is to allow the employees to decide how much of their salary they want to put into the 401k on a pre-tax basis.
Right.
There is a dollar limit. People who are 50 and older get an extra amount to put in. And then the obligation of the employer is to put that money in within a set time of each payroll period,
mm-hmm.
and then to tell everybody what, if anything, the company is going to match.
Does the company have to match it?
It depends on the type of 401k plan
mm-hmm.
that that's used.
Okay.
For many small businesses, it's really a good idea to do the kind of plan that has matching, because otherwise the plan is, you know, the owners wind up putting the money in, but the rank and file don't, and then
right.
it's discriminatory. So you got to, yeah.
Well, not only that, but this is a way of getting helping your employees to become a little more invested in the business.
Well, absolutely. It's a great kind of fringe benefit. People value it tremendously. So it's a good way to attract and retain employees.
What are the matching amounts?
The matching amounts, well, it depends, again, what kind of plan that you do.
I mean,
it could be very minimal.
Is it 3% or 1% or 10%?
It could be 2%. Usually it's up to a max of
2% of what they put in or 2% of the profits?
2% of what they put in.
Okay, so if they put in $100,
if they put in $100,
you could put in two. You might have to put in $2. We're just using that as an example.
Or it's based also on their salary too. You know,
right.
So.
Okay, but who manages how that money is invested?
Well, that's the thing. There's no obligation on the part of the company
right.
to manage anything. It's.
The employee has to make it. Do they have their own account?
They have their own account.
Right.
And they have, like I said, they have a menu of
investment choices. If they take their money out and pay a penalty, that's not on the company. That's just so. All you're doing is basically setting up the vessel to do this in, giving and establishing somebody to manage the account, and then doing payroll withholding.
Doing payroll withholding,
and
putting
matching.
The money into exactly, putting
and then after that
the
you're
plan.
Out of it. After that, the employer is out of it.
Pretty much, except for filing an annual information return.
Right.
That's about it.
Right. Interesting. Okay, folks, there's your 401k idea, but mainly just see what you need to do about getting it set up for, you know, before the end of the year. Check with your bank and your CPA and your financial advisor about all that. Barbara Weltman and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.